This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
The radio home of the Buffalo Sabres. This is the Buffalo Sabres postgame show from our flagship station in Buffalo. Here's your host, Brian Cozio.
Carried in behind the Sabres goal by Richard. Played back to the point. That one slides through as Devin Levi kind of drifted back in the blue paint as that shot came through. And Zamula's going to go through the line first. 3-0 Flyers.
That goal, early second period from Igor Zamula, his first of the season. That ends up being the game winner. That's all Philly would need. They go on to win it 5-2, but that goal is our goal of the game, brought to you by Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center. Early detection of cancer is our goal. Get in the game at roswellpark.org/WGR. Welcome to the post game. Brian Colzio with you. Pretty easy to say here, just a stinker tonight for the Sabres. And really not much good to say, not a lot of chances, not good goaltending, a lot of trips to the penalty box, and, well, it adds up to a 5-2 victory for Philly. It probably even felt like it was more of a blowout. It was 4-0 for most of the game until Dahlin scored at 10:06 in the third on the power play, and then McLeod scored with 1:05 left. Konecny adds the empty netter, and the Sabres have dropped a game for now the 10th time this season, 8-9-1 so far here. Coming up, we'll be heading back to the Wells Fargo Center. Paul Hamilton will get his chance to talk with Sabre players here coming up in just a moment. We'll also get Lindy Ruff and his live postgame comments and Paul's take. That's all coming up here. Our final stats brought to you by Level Financial Advisors, helping you retire better. Visit levelfa.com. Shots in the third were 8-6 Philly. Flyers in the game have the edge at 32-25. Power plays, each team scoring once. Buffalo, 1 of 4. Philadelphia, 1 of 5. Your Dynabraid.com power play update, powered by Dynabraid Tools, proudly made here in Buffalo. In the nets, it was Ivan Fedotov getting the win, 25 shots, 23 saves. Devin Levi, the loss. 31 shots, 4 against, 27 saves. The 32nd shot went into the empty net. Your three stars, Konecny, star number 3. He scored twice. Fedotov in goal, star number 2. And Travis Sanheim scoring and picking up an assist as well. He is star number 1. The attendance at Wells Fargo Center was 18,793. And Buffalo's next game will be on Wednesday against the Los Angeles Kings. Buffalo starting a 3-game California trip. L.A. on Wednesday, and then on the weekends, San Jose and Anaheim. And, of course, we'll have all those games for you right here on the Sabres Radio Network. All right. Paul will be in the locker room in a moment, so we'll get you some thoughts on that. But the Sabres really, to be honest, just, you know, it didn't come out strong, and they didn't really recover. They had a couple of moments where maybe you thought they could get themselves back into the game. It was 3-0 mid-second period, and I thought they had their best life. They had some opportunities from Cousins. They had an opportunity from Krebs. They had two power plays that ended up both being cut short because they took their own penalties along the way there. Dahlin taking both of those. So, you know, in some sense, you know, they weren't ready to go. Philly was definitely the team with the more pep in their step, the more energy. They were around the net, you know, even the first couple of goals, a scramble right in front. It was, you know, so many Flyer players even around the net that was even maybe a thought of, hey, would the Sabres challenge? They ultimately didn't. It obviously showed it really didn't matter. And then a couple of one-timers that really Devin Levi's got to stop. There's one that it didn't matter who was playing net, a 2-on-0. Where Konecny scores, and they played that perfectly. Just got Levi to move to one side, and then a quick pass over and a tap in. That made it 4-0 and pretty much sealed it. But Buffalo, if you would have said, if you want positive out of this, I know it doesn't feel like a lot of positive. If you would have said to me, okay, you're going to be without your best goal scorer and your number one goalie for two games, would you take 1-1? I guess I would have. I would have liked it flipped. You would have taken the loss to St. Louis and the win against Philadelphia because the Flyers have now moved ahead of you in the standings. But if you would have told me, you know, after the Montreal game, hey, Luukkonen and Thompson are not going to play the next two, the Sabres are going to split, would you sign up for it? I guess I would have. But, you know, if that makes you feel any better, likely both of them will be back for this West Coast trip, as Jordan Greenway also missed this game tonight. Another player that's been very good for Buffalo this year. So three injuries. The Sabres had gone about 2 weeks without any injuries, and now they've got four. The three that are expecting to be back for the West Coast trip, Thompson, Luukkonen, Greenway, and of course now Matias Samuelsson long-term. So the Sabres do have injuries to worry about as well. Let's hear from the captain first. We go live to Philly. Here's Rasmus Dahlin with Paul.
Rasmus, you guys killed the first penalty, but the second one got you. Was it another situation here where you guys took too many penalties?
Yeah, I think it right from the start. They created momentum in the beginning. We didn't stop it enough. We didn't play hard enough first few minutes, and then obviously way too many penalties. So it's hard to keep back to the game.
Did you get a sense that really nobody was going in that game for a long time? Individually and as a group, you just didn't have anything really going offensively at all?
I mean, they were on top of us the whole time. They came out really hard. We got to match that. We wasn't good enough. I wasn't good enough, so... it's hard to win in this league if you're not ready.
It seemed like the second penalty, because it looked like after you killed the first, you started winning some battles. You started getting a few chances down there, and then you took the second one, and that seemed to end any momentum you were starting to pick up.
Yeah. I mean, you can say whatever you want, but, we can't take penalties early in the game. We created some momentum, and then we got back into it, and then second period, same thing.
How about the shot mentality? You guys had it the last game, and it didn't seem like you really had it in this game. It seemed like you didn't get too many great opportunities till later in the game.
Yeah, they were blocking a lot of shots. You know, they worked really hard, and then it's hard to create chances. But we got to look forward now, next game. This can't happen again.
Talking to Tage and Uko, it seems like you're going to get them back for the next game. And I don't know about Greenway, but those are three big parts of your team.
Yeah, huge part of our team. And, you know, when they're not playing, you miss them. So it's good that they're back.
Feel for Devin in that spot. I mean, he gave you some saves in the first period, and eventually you just didn't give him any support after that.
Yeah, he stood on his head. We didn't do anything to help him today. Nothing is on him. It's all on us.
Thanks, Rasmus. Rasmus Dahlin in the postgame. Brian, back to you.
All right, there's the captain who had one of Buffalo's two goals in this one, but did take some penalties, said, look, they need to move forward. This can't happen again. Dahlin getting his fifth of the season on the power play. And, you know, after a loss like this, this is what Dahlin's got to do. He's the captain now, so you got to come out and talk and kind of talk about what happened there. It's kind of the unwritten responsibility of the captain on a night like this. This was an ugly one. Maybe, I don't know, the couple of the games in Prague were pretty bad, but, you know, this one's got to be right near the top in terms of the stinkers for the year. They didn't have it from the start, as Dahlin said. Philly brought it. The Sabres didn't stop it. Then they took penalties, and it was on from there. 2-0 after one, 4-0 after two, and it ends up a 5-2 final. But we mentioned all those injuries to Thompson and to Samuelson and to Lukanen and to Greenway. But it looks like maybe three of those four, excluding Samuelson, could be back for this West Coast trip. In fact, pretty much, you know, after Thompson's interview we heard on the pregame show, sounds like it's basically a formality that he's going to be back for that game on Wednesday in Los Angeles against the Kings. The Sabres played the Kings well in the first meeting. That was the third game of the season. The Sabres ultimately lost that game, but they played, I thought, very well. Just couldn't figure out a way to score. That was the third of the three straight losses that started the season. But I thought that was very good energy for the Sabres in their home opener when they ended up losing that game to the Kings. But injuries upcoming, and maybe the list will be much shorter for the next game. All right, Jason Zucker next with Paul.
Jason, you guys killed the first penalty, and it looked like you were starting to win some battles and starting to get some offense, and it looked like the second penalty really kind of killed you guys and killed your momentum, anything that you were starting maybe to pick up.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think we started well. You got to try to get momentum back when you can, and I think that PK did that for us. We got to stay out of the box as much as we can. You know, especially when you're on the road, you know, giving home teams some momentum on power plays, let their top guys feel the puck a little more. It's not ideal, so we got to be better.
How can you get that fixed? It's something that you have talked about before in some other games too.
Yeah, you know, unfortunately, it's something that we're still battling with, but we gotta figure it out, and we gotta figure it out quick because we're taking too many, and you know, it's biting us too many times now.
How about the shot? You had a shot mentality last game, something Lindy wanted you guys to work on, and it seemed like you got it last game, and it seemed like you lost again this game. It seemed like you didn't get a lot of quality shots in this game. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I think we're looking for the next best play sometimes, and, you know, that's tough. But I think once we started getting pucks on net, you know, we realized, you know, pucks were kind of squirting through. Good bodies around that, things happen. And, you know, I don't think we did enough of it.
You could have used a break right there at the end of the first period. You'd pop that through them, and it just almost, it just, if that goes in, maybe it's a different hockey game we're talking about.
Yeah, you know, it's tough. It's easy to say in hindsight there, but obviously the refs are trying to get their sight lines. You never know when goalies have it or don't in some of those scenarios, so you can't blame them, but it's unfortunate that the whistle blew early there.
Thanks, Jason. Jason Zucker on the post game, Brian. Well, I'm going to hold it here because Devin Levi is across the way here. Devin, the whole team in front of you, it wasn't their best game. Where do you feel your game is at right now?
Yeah, you know, I just felt like today, you know, when you get down a few goals, the most important part is the mental. You know, it's kind of that adversity that you need to kind of confront and try to not let a 4-goal game into a 6-7 goal game. And so that was the battle today. And, you know, I think that going into the third period, the boys did a good job at, you know, trying to make a comeback. I'm trying to shut the door, and then the guys are also trying to put a few in that, try to make some momentum. You know, it's not an easy feat, but, you know, we battled. And at the end of the day, when you're down 4, that's all you could do.
What was your outlook on that game, given the fact you made some saves early? You didn't get any offense, and now you go in that first intermission, you're down 2-0, and you made a few saves in the first period.
I mean, it's just the way the game goes. I think sometimes you're up, sometimes you're down, and you just got to try to play the game as if it's 0-0. It's definitely easier said than done, but trying to keep that positive energy, not just me, but the whole team, you know, put it behind you and come back and try to win the next period. I think that, you know, you can't control outcomes. You're going to be up, you're going to be down. And as long as you try to stay with the process and, you know, just try to claw back into the game, it's all you could do in those situations.
The third goal, I mean, it's a deflection. Were you distracted by the stick windmilling and, you know, up in the air like that? Because, I mean, the puck took weird bounce.
Yeah, I was seeing a bunch of different happening except for the puck. So it's just one of those bounces ends up going in the net. Didn't see it, but you know, I think you know, guy did a good job trying to get into the shot lane. It's just a bounce at the end of the day.
Now you talked about the battle in the third period.
They gave you the third. They could have given Reimer a period. How important was that period for you just to, you know, really zone in and, you know, try to make some plays?
Yeah, no, that's huge for me. I never want to be taken out of the game. I want to battle to the end every time, battle for the boys. You know, I just want to give the team a chance to win that game. You know, it's 4-0 isn't an easy feat, like I said before. It's slightly out of hand, but, like, having that belief that it's possible is the most important thing in that situation. And I'm happy he didn't take me out. I'm happy that he let me try to go back and claw myself and claw, like, the whole team as an ensemble back into the game. You know, those are the moments that are the most important. You know, those are the moments that I learned from, that I gained more experience. Like, that adversity makes me better. So I don't want to be taken out of the game. I want to finish it. You know, I think we did the best that we could in the third period to try to claw back. So at the end of the day, it is what it is. Try to not look at the outcome and try to leave with our chins high and ready for our road trip.
You guys liked having Craig Anderson here. What are some of the things James was trying to, you know, impart on here in this one after the game tonight?
Yeah, you know, even in between periods, you know, he's vocal. He gives the team support. He knows what it's like. He knows that he said it was a tough league and you got to lean into it. And I think it gave the boys a little bit of juice. You know, having him to bounce things off at the end of the game, also a veteran guy, super supportive. It's honestly huge having a guy like that.
Is that belief that you spoke about, is that what gets you through your adversity? I mean, you only played 1 out of 10 games, so you didn't get in a lot. Now you are playing a lot, but is that belief is what gets you through the adversity?
Yeah, for sure. You always have to have faith, regardless of you know, the outcomes. You got to see it in your head for it to happen. So regardless of what actually happens, you know, you got to be a little bit delusional and be ready. You got to believe in yourself, believe in the team. You know, it's 4-0. You still have a chance. The game's not over. You got to hold on to that belief as best as you can. You know, it didn't go our way, but I truly believe that if you do that, you know, again and again, eventually, you know, outcomes will end up being in your favor. You know, tonight wasn't the night, a little bit of adversity. I didn't think I played my best. But, you know, it's important to just stick with it as a group, and we're going to stick with it and, you know, try to bounce back.
Thanks, Devin.
Thank you.
Devin Levi in the postgame. Brian, back to you.
All right, there is Devin Levi. Before that, Jason Zucker, and before that, Rasmus Dahlin, all part of our Blue and Gold Locker Room Report. We'll be heading right back to the Wells Fargo Center for Lindy Ruff's postgame comments, so stick right here. Plus, Paul's take on this game is the Flyers beat the Sabres by a score of 5-2. We were mentioning all the injuries. And we might as well make that our injury report, brought to you by the Orthopedic Center at Catholic Health's St. Joseph Campus. Go with Joes. So Philly, with the win, moves now 2 points. I'm sorry, with their 2 points, moves a point ahead of the Sabres in the standings. Buffalo coming in with 17, and now Philly has 18. The last wildcard spot right now is Boston with 19, as Tampa picked up a win tonight against Winnipeg. So Tampa slides into the 3 spot in the Atlantic with 19. Boston plops down to the wild card 2 spot at 19. Rangers are wild card 1, by the way, at 21. Now you've got Philadelphia as the first team on the outside looking in, with the Islanders at 18, and then a group of 3 with 17. That includes the Sabres. Sabres 8-9-1 after this loss tonight. Pittsburgh also has 17. Ottawa also has 17. The Sabres will come back home to Buffalo before they go out to California. And then they'll leave for L.A. on Tuesday for that Wednesday night game, 10:30 puck drop. We'll have the Steve Foley Law pregame show at 9:30 before that game. All right, Lindy Ruff is ready to go. Let's head to Paul.
I wouldn't say no one. I think the Lafferty line was going pretty good. I thought Krebs was going pretty good. I think when you start a game and you take the 2 penalties we took, you haven't learned enough yet about playing on the road. And you know, we spent a lot of time talking about first periods. That's a way to just have a disastrous first period.
How do you get them past it? Because we have talked about it before.
I mean, it comes down to ice time. You know, if we're going to take those type of penalties, you got to take the ice time's got to get less. Sometimes maybe you won't play, but it got to be a harsher message.
Devin had to battle in the third period. How close did you come to just putting Reimer in the third?
Well, yeah, I mean, Devin, you can't blame him a lot, really. You know, kind of a fluky one, and we gave up a 2-0, and I thought we were going pretty good. I mean, you look at the missed opportunities in the second period. I mean, if you want to talk about point-blank opportunities, the Powers' grade-A opportunity in the slot turned into a 2-0 for them. We had a cross-ice one-timer that Krebs could have put it in an empty net to get us back in the game. We had Lafferty walk right in through the hash mark, and we don't get a shot on net. I'm going to give them a credit. They had great sticks. They were good in shot length. Their small details were better than ours today.
But your overall shot quality wasn't as good as it was last game. It seemed like you got through to the guys last game. It just, to me, maybe I'm wrong, but it didn't seem like your shot quality was as good tonight.
No, but I think, again, they did a better job of staying in lanes. We missed some assignments, which gave them better looks. Early in the first period, we had two missed assignments, which gave them opportunities that we don't normally give up.
And Devin, in the first period, you got some saves when it was still 0-0 that kept you in, and you just weren't able to
get them. Yeah, I mean, this game wasn't about Devin. You know, just look at the first shift, the way we forechecked. We're easing into the game.
How frustrating is that? Because you want to be on your
toes. It's frustrating because we've talked about how we need to play in the first period to get off to better start in games.
And your power play has been hot, and we talked about the first two penalties, but you also lost two power plays because of penalties too, didn't you?
No, bad penalties piled up.
Excellent. Lindy Ruff on the post game. Brian, back to you.
All right. I guess you expected annoyed head coach there. Lindy Ruff's press conference brought to you by Steve Foley Law. If you've been injured, it's time to get serious. Time to call Steve Foley Law. Brian Colziel here on the post game. We're going to go right back to the Wells Fargo Center and bring in Paul as soon as he is ready to go. All right, he is ready to go. All right, let's get Paul's thoughts here. Paul, Lindy was very, I guess, expectedly so, annoyed at how they started the game. Talked about the penalties, not knowing how to play on the road. Says maybe they even need more accountability with all these penalties that they're taking.
They do. I mean, it's got to stop. I mean, if you're going to play without Thompson and Greenway and Lukanen, you have to play a perfect game. Those are two big pieces of your puzzle. And if they aren't in your lineup, you did have Greenway, but you didn't have the other two. But with the St. Louis game, you had two very good periods in the first and third, had a good overtime. Second wasn't great. I've seen worse second periods than that. I mean, to be quite honest with you, it wasn't great, but it wasn't horrendous. But it was a good game for them, especially with who they were missing. So you take a look at that, and they got through and you know, found a way to win a hockey game, which is what you got to do when you're missing players. But if you're going to sit in the penalty box and you're missing those guys, you're not going to win.
Yep. Paul, how do we assess Devin Levi's night? There was some goal. There was a one-timer that I know you want stopped. There was a 2-on-0 that, of course no one's going to stop. He ends up playing the 30. He said he appreciated it to kind of crawl himself back into this game. Lindy said tonight's not about Devin. How do you read his 60 minutes of play?
Well, he's right. I mean, it's 4-0, and the second goal is the one that you want back. And unfortunately, though, that's the one that kind of puts you away because it's only 1-0 at the time. It's only 1-0 at the time. And then, you know, he lets in one that he would want back, a one-timer from the point. So that's the one that kind of is the killer because now you go in 2-0. But as we talked to Jason Zucker about, he was almost put a puck in the net with seconds left in the first period. Now, if that goes in, now maybe we're talking about a different hockey game. We are talking about a different hockey game. Now they're in there. They're excited. It's like, all right, we got that goal. We're only down 2-1. We didn't have a great period, but we got the goal. Let's go out and start winning the period there. So, you know, that could have been a big goal, too, had that one gone in. And the first goal is a rebound, which is because of inactivity in my mind. I'm not a goalie coach, and Mike Bales might disagree with me. But, sometimes you get rebounds off goaltenders because they haven't played a lot. So I'm not really going to get too excited about that one. You want the second one back, and unfortunately that's the goal I think that's a killer because now you go in 2-0.
Paul Hamilton in Philly, where the Sabres fall 5-2 Paul, is there any positive out of the third there where they were able to score a couple? What if anything, is to like from the third?
They were somewhat better, but, you know, Philadelphia also was just trying to get the game into the garage.
Yeah.
You know, they're not going to be quite as diligent on the forecheck and that type of thing as maybe they were earlier in the game. You know, and Buffalo was able to capitalize on the power play, which they've done a lot lately. They kept their power play streak alive, where they had no chance to keep their power play streak alive the first couple because they took penalties during their power play. But this one, they got it back to Darlene. It hit something in front, probably hit one of the Flyers, and winds up in the net. Now it's 4-1. You know, they had a 6-on-5 for pretty much all of the last 5 minutes. It was a 6-on-4 to start because Philadelphia had a man in the box. And McLeod scored on that one. They were around the crease for that one. But overall, for Philadelphia's goaltending, I think it was a pretty easy game.
Yep. All right, Paul. Well, I said it to start. I'm trying to not let what I watched tonight get too much to be persuasive about how I think about this team. If you would have said, hey, Thompson's out, Lukanen's out, you're going to go 1-1 in those games that they're both out, I think you would have signed up for it. It's just the way they lost today because of decisions and penalties and effort and that sort of thing like that, I guess maybe stings a little more than maybe the ultimate outcome.
Yeah, and, you know, everybody gets really, really negative when you have a bad beer period. They don't – it's crickets on my line when they're playing well and they win 4 games out of 5. During the 4 wins, I basically sit there by myself and have nothing to read. As soon as they have a bad 3 minutes, you know, you would think the worst team in the National Hockey League showed up. I mean, it's just – you got to remember, if you want to look at something on that side of the coin, they were only 2 points out of a playoff spot when the evening started. They were 2 points behind the Boston Bruins with 2 games in hand. Now, they picked up one of those games in hand and are still 2 points behind the Bruins. Tampa Bay was between them. We'll see where they go. But, you know, when you want to regurgitate the standings to me and talk about what a horrible team this is and what a horrible organization this is and this, that, and the rest of it, you know, it would be, you know, you might want to, I know it ruins your narrative, but you might want to talk about, too, that they were 2 points out of a wild card spot, and they were 2 points out of third place for the last Atlantic Division playoff spot with 2 games in hand coming into the day.
And they still are. Tampa is right now in third with 19, and Boston is the final wild card with 19. So, yeah, I mean.
And that doesn't make tonight any better.
No.
And that doesn't mean they're a great team. But
the season isn't over because of tonight.
What a lot of people don't want to acknowledge is they are a better team. They've lost to bad teams. Yeah, and I know it doesn't fit your narrative that they beat Florida, Dallas, and the Rangers. They've also beaten some good teams, you know, along the way. So, you know, you can look at it that way, too. I mean, the only thing I ask is give the full story. I mean, there's some people that think I need to read 150 times the same thing, and the only time I ever see it is when they play badly for 3 minutes. I never see it for the 4 wins or anything like that. And that's all I'm saying is it's not doomsday quite yet. There have been some games I haven't liked, including this one. But at the end of the day, they're still 2 points out of a playoff spot.
Paul, thank you for all your work today. I appreciate it. Have a safe trip back to Buffalo. Enjoy the Bills game tomorrow. And we'll talk Wednesday with the Sabres in L.A.
Okay, take care.
All right, Paul Hamilton at Wells Fargo Center where the Sabres fall 5-2. For all of our local affiliates, we're going to say goodbye to you at this time. If you want to keep listening to the post game, go to WGR550.com or on the Odyssey app. Sabres next will be in LA Wednesday night, 10:30. A little Sabres after dark action. All right, on WGR, more post game coming up. We will check the scores and get you our save of the game when we return. 5-2, Philly wins it. Thanks for listening. I'm Brian Colziel. This is the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network.
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Seconds to go in the kill here for Buffalo. Byram for Gilbert. And Benson had left the zone. There's a shot. Oh, what a save by Levi as he got to the near post to rob Farabee of a great chance.
Devin Levi right there, stoning Farabee. He faced 31 shots, 27 saves. That one, our save of the game, brought to you by your Upstate Honda dealers for all your great deals on the entire Honda lineup. Visit your local Upstate Honda dealer today. Brian Colziel back here on the postgame. 5-2 Philadelphia. Sabres get no points in the standings. They'll try next week to get some more as they head out to California, L.A., Anaheim, and San Jose on the way. All right, let's check the scoreboard from the rest of the night in the NHL next year. It's brought to you by Fiegel, Carr, and Joyce, your border attorneys. Game's going on right now. Speaking of L.A., they are playing in a home game right now against Detroit and helping out the Sabres. A 3-0 lead on the Wings right now with 8 minutes to go in the third period. Just underway in Vancouver, the Blackhawks and Canucks scoreless. Late third in Minnesota, the Wild still looking for a goal. They trail Dallas 2-0. All the other games are final. Carolina shuts out Ottawa 4-0. The Penguins win in a shootout over the Sharks 4-3. Florida shuts out Winnipeg 5-0. Another shutout tonight in Tampa, Lightning 4-0 winners over the Devils. Montreal wins at home 5-1 over Columbus. Toronto in overtime beating Edmonton 4-3. The Kraken helping out the Sabres beating the Islanders 3-2. And earlier this afternoon in overtime, the Blues beat the Bruins by a score of 3-2. So there is your scores from around the league. The updated standings, the Atlantic reads Panthers 25 points, Leafs 24, Lightning with 19. The wild cards are the Rangers with 21 and the Bruins with 19. And then on the outside looking in right now, it's Philadelphia and the New York Islanders with 18. And then Buffalo's amongst a three-way tie, 2 points back of a playoff spot with 17. The Sabres, Penguins, and Senators all have 17. The Sabres' next opponent, the Los Angeles Kings, they are 9-6-3, 21 points, but may have 23 here in a few minutes as they've got that 3-0 lead. They are in second place in the Pacific Division, just a couple of points behind the Vegas Golden Knights. Our game that night on Wednesday, 10:30, we'll have the Steve Foley Law pregame at 9:30 right here on WGR. And with that, we'll put a wrap on our postgame show tonight. Want to thank our crew, Evan DePasquale, and our Amherst Studios, our network producer. Thank you, Evan. Great work tonight. TJ Luckman on our social media, Paul Hamilton, our reporter, and for our engineer is Tom Matty. And for our game announcers, Dan Dunleavy and Rob Ray. I'm Brian Colziel. The final again from Philadelphia. The Flyers 5 and the Sabres 2. Thanks for listening. Enjoy the Bills-Chiefs coverage tomorrow starting at 9 a.m. here on WGR. And then I'll be back with you Wednesday night with the Sabres in Los Angeles. Right here on the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network. Good night, everyone.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.